Admiral Follow mit Building as Foreign in der Morning Show am Nachmittag bei Flux FM. Diese Band spielt heute Abend auf und zwar im Ex-Magneten werden sie auftreten. Wie ist er nochmal jetzt der Name? Im Musik und Frieden, wie es so schön heißt. Und die Band ist jetzt zum ersten Mal bei Flux FM zu Besuch. Wir spielen sie schon so lange und ich freue mich total, dass es endlich mal geklappt hat, dass sie hier zu uns ins Studio kommen. Louis und Sarah sind da. Viele andere Bandmitglieder sitzen noch draußen und tummeln sich dort und relaxen ein bisschen. Ich sage erstmal, welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you very much.
Hi. The rest of the band is sitting outside, probably, then.
They are, yeah. Lazy.
Oh, they're so lazy, the guys.
They never pull their weight on the promo side of things. Terrible. Just come for the free coffee.
We're so happy to have you here, finally, because we're playing your music for quite some time.
True.
And now you're here. The band, it is written, comes from Glasgow, but you're living right now in Glasgow, but everyone is from somewhere in Scotland.
Apart from Sarah here, who is from the north of England. But yes, most of us are from other places in Scotland, but we live in Glasgow.
When did Admiral Follow start?
Sort of roughly around about 2007. Mm-hmm. We all met at college and we just started kind of making music while we were studying together there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of grown into three albums worth of music by now.
And your new album is hyped, as they say, because they love it so much. What do you say to this?
Well, it's nice that it's hyped somewhere.
Yeah. Good to know.
It was quite a low-key release back at home, back in the UK, and we sort of built up a small fan base over the years in the UK, but certainly the press and stuff that have come from Europe and Germany in particular have been very, very nice to read, so that's I'm glad someone's listening to it.
Of course. And you have been working on the new songs for quite some time, no? You started them after, I read you were in the US for a tour a couple of years ago. It was not so crowded at the events, but...
why? Were you there?
Yes, of course. I mean, five people were.
But you know, yeah. No, you're right. It was kind of the first tour we'd ever done in the States, so it was very small venues and maybe 40, 50 people there at each show, but that's fine, you know, it was we didn't expect much more than that, and it was a really fun tour. But yeah, we started writing the new record as soon as we finished that at the end of 2012, so, and we started writing in a slightly different way than we'd been working before, so it just took a bit longer to finish the songs as it had done on previous albums.
Yeah, and it's also difficult to choose which songs to put on the album, no? Is there a big discussion then between both of you because you're singing, or is the whole band involved in that process?
It's everyone, really, yeah, everyone in the band, and obviously with five different opinions, it can get quite tricky. And one other thing that was kind of different about it this time was we actually had more songs than an album's worth, whereas in the past we'd just kind of had enough for an album. So this time we also had that added thing of deciding which ones that weren't going to be on.
Yeah.
And then obviously the order of them and stuff like that. But we managed to resolve it without fighting.
But you're the lady of the house. Can't you say, stop, we choose this one right now?
That is usually
how it ends up.
Well, actually, as Sarah says, there was kind of leftover songs this time round. But what's been nice about, because we just released the album in Europe 2 weeks ago, and that coincided with the release of like a double vinyl pressing of the album, and we were allowed to put the two songs that we held off the album as bonus songs on the double vinyl.
Yeah.
So everything made it in the end. It's all fine. Nobody got thrown in the bin.
Yeah. Vor zwei Wochen ist ihre Platte bei uns auch, also in Europa, in Deutschland rausgekommen. Tiny Rewards heißt sie. Und sie hatten so viele Songs zusammengeschrieben in den letzten Jahren. Die sind gar nicht alle aufs Album raufgekommen. Aber da sie eine Doppelvinyl gleichzeitig mit dem Release vor zwei Wochen rausgebracht haben, haben dann diese zwei Songs nicht weggeschmissen werden müssen, sondern die sind da auch noch mit draufgekommen. Ja, diese Band hat die Songs, wie gesagt, vor einigen Jahren schon angefangen zu schreiben. Da waren sie mal in Amerika auf Tour. Da war es nicht ganz so voll. Das war ihre erste Amerika-Tour durch Clubs und da sind dann halt manchmal nur 40 Leute da, aber trotzdem, it's fun to play, although there are only 40 people in front of, because they came to see you.
Exactly,
no?
Yeah. They'd kind of done their homework. They were a small but a knowledgeable set of fans at each show. It was good. It really was fun, you know.
You said you changed your style a little bit with this album. Explain to us, some people may not know, Admiral Follow, what changed in the course of the time?
I guess the main, rather than a kind of stylistic jump, I guess we just, because we changed the way that we wrote the songs and put the songs together as the five of us, that naturally shifted into a lot more, just a larger variety of styles. It wasn't really a decision to go, let's not sound like the first album, although that is always kind of changing, and changing what you're doing is something that we've always kind of agreed we should do, not just to make the same album again and again and again. But it wasn't really a sort of, we didn't sit down and go, right, we want it to sound completely different. It just naturally sounded different. The instruments we used a lot of kind of vintage synthesizers on this record. Little things like that changed entirely what we were doing, rather than it be based around acoustic instruments or...
How about the vintage synthesizers? Where did they come from? Who had the idea to use them?
Well, like, it was sort of, it just happened, one of the places we were recording in had a load of really nice gear, all different kinds really, but they had a big cupboard full of all these synths. So we just kind of went mad and used what was there, and ended up layering up lots of things, which means that actually now we're playing the songs live, it's a lot of multitasking between us. So we've all pretty much all got some sort of keyboard on the go at some point in the set.
And that was in Glasgow, the studio with a...
The one with the synths was down in the south of England, in Oxfordshire.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So we recorded in a couple of different places, and that was one of them.
Sie haben so einen Vintage-Synthesizer, unter anderem andere elektronische Geräte, diesmal mit an Bord, mit in der Produktion gehabt. Durch Zufall waren sie in einem Studio in Oxfordshire, wo das da auch so in der Ecke rumstand. Da hat man sich gedacht, dann benutzen wir das doch einfach mal. Und deswegen hat sich auch der musikalische Style der Band jetzt mit dem aktuellen Album ein bisschen verändert. Heute Abend spielen sie für euch auf in Berlin im ehemaligen Magneten, und wir hören einen Song von der neuen Platte, der heißt Happened in the Fall, und danach spielen Louis und Sarah noch was für euch live. Admiral Fellow bei Flux FM. Admiral Fellow, happened in the fall. What happened in the fall?
Not a lot.
Sorry?
Not a lot.
Sorry.
Kicking your walls. That song, actually, funnily enough, was written straight after we did that tour we were talking about in the United States and Canada earlier on. And it's kind of about... there's a few songs on the album that kind of come from the idea of what it's like to do this as to do this for a living, to create art and try and take it to people and let people hear it in other parts of the world, and the kind of struggles that comes with it, but also feeling guilty about... moaning about it being a struggle sometimes, because obviously it's a pleasure to do it as a job. So it's kind of finding that balance. So that song is a bit about that, basically.
And are you working in other jobs as well, or is Admiral Fellow occupying you the whole year?
We do other bits and bobs. All five of us do other things out with the band, but most of it is based around musical activities, or teaching, or session playing, or Joe, the bass player, he works for a booking, a promoter, in Glasgow.
What do you call it?
Concert promoter.
Yeah, concert promotions in Glasgow. And yeah, so basically all the other work we do out with the band when we're not on tour or we're not writing a record is still based in music. So it means that actually you pick up lots of different ideas and lots of different... There's inspiration to be found all over the place, and it's stuff you can kind of bring back to the band. So it's helpful to always work within music, basically.
Also neben der Band sind Sie alle Bandmitglieder irgendwie doch mit Musik dann trotzdem beschäftigt, außerhalb des Tourens und Songschreibens, ob man jetzt in einer Agentur arbeitet oder als Musiklehrer. Da gibt es verschiedenste Bereiche, und das ist ja auch dann fruchtbar für die eigentliche Musik an der neuen Platte zum Beispiel. Und die Herrschaften von Admiral Fellow treten heute Abend in Berlin für euch auf und werden jetzt mal schon mal eine akustische Kostprobe geben. Louis und Sarah werden einen Song spielen vom aktuellen Album. The song is called, that you're playing right now?
Evangeline.
Evangeline. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready.
Okay.
Und ich sag dann einfach mal Admiral Fellow, live gespielt im Flux FM Studio, Evangeline. Bitteschön.
Flying out of the traps you came, tiny bundle of energy, chip off the old block, they say. What you lack in common sense, you make up with ebullience. Transforming the mundane events.
tidal waves.
Evangeline, live gespielt bei Flux FM von Admiral Fallow, und diese tolle Band aus Glasgow wird heute Abend für euch aufspielen im ehemaligen Magneten Musik und Frieden. Einlass 19 Uhr, Beginn 20 Uhr. Als Support ist I Have a Tribe angekündigt und da wünschen wir euch ganz viel Vergnügen bei. Vielleicht wählt ihr einfach mal die Telefonnummer 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. Dann schreiben wir euch für heute Abend auf die Gästeliste und ich sage vielen Dank an Louis und Sarah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It sounded for having us.
Great. Greetings to the rest of the lazy band outside and have a great concert tonight.
Thank you.
Come back to Flux FM.
We'd love to.
Admiral Fallow.